This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
I've been talking almost the whole session. Next to last talk. Met with almost everybody. Sure. Hold on. So this is that time of the gathering where we're already, starting to lift out of deep meditation, which is appropriate. And then through many of these sessions, and I want to encourage you, much like getting up from the seat to do kinhin, how that description of maintaining your focus and continuing your meditation, for lack of a better word, your presence, your awareness, and as you move into the world, to as long as you can hold this concentrated state. And when it runs out, bring it up again repeatedly. There's also three words I was using for a while to describe this state, uncontrived state, which is, they're all capitalized as I've been doing, but it's pure, pristine, and panoramic. Those describe to some degree this meditative ongoing state. And that the thing is, whether you realize it or not, this mind is all there is, this big mind. Nothing exists outside of it. So as you move, you could imagine moving in space, luminous space, and all appearances are arising out of that and dissipating back into it. We've talked about this some, but it's just a reminder to not just quickly throw this off as you get back into your world and start texting and emailing and making phone calls and organizing the next phases of your life, which I know I have to do when I get home. But you can still be in this place and do all of that. And I want to say also that as far as teaching goes, there's just one teaching. We have the 84,000 teachings, as they say historically, and yet it all boils down to one. You have to uncover what that is. But it's one teaching that permeates all space and time. And in that same sense, if you can continue to let your mind expand or open, allow permeability in the construct of how you, the ego keeps forming. And what I find is that the discovery of this panoramic state, big mind, so to speak, the capital A awareness I was talking about the past few days, all of that activity doesn't need to be pushed down suppressed. You can let it just continue, and the through the awareness and the staying with that, those things are impacted and start to change to be in accord with the way. And the other thing, is to observe your impulses, which is the beginning of creation. So, take a breath before you speak, or something like that. You, again, this awareness is really important. It's really key to this practice. And it's not cognition, just to be clear. It's something else that has no identity, no self. It's mind, big mind observing. All creation is subject to our impulses. So that's why I was asking yesterday, what's our agreement? What are we creating? And you can read up on the paramitas and various things like that. Is Yop here? And the fourth of the Four Noble Truths, which is the Eightfold Path. You can read all those, but you have to realize also that those came out of somebody breaking through and becoming breaking through this barrier of concept of self and aligning, melting into this light. And those things are a way of trying to describe it. Everything comes out of that light, like hitting a prism and falling out as different colors, and you can say this one's blue and this one's, but it's all aspects of original nature. And you can also watch those impulses rise and fall, dissipate without taking action. Anyway, that's what we have to practice, is uncovering, recognizing our already existing enlightened mind, and then live in accordance with it. I also want to say that I think this gathering, nice feel to it. Some of what we were talking about, Koven's way, Koven's mind stream, I feel like it was manifest. There was a softness to it. We had some dialogue about, I had dialogue with some people about, sometimes that softness, people need direction within it, but that's another topic. We generally, it's nice for this to have calmed down, and you can see this can all, a gathering like this can occur with like-minded people, and without any rules really being necessary, just the inherent rules that we carry with us, colors of light. So I congratulate you all for a nice gathering. Anybody has anything to add, they're welcome to. A what? Basically, because if I say, well, you need to be aware, it goes right away to the ego being aware. Oh yeah, I see that. But this awareness is different completely. That's why I call it capital A awareness. Difficult to articulate this, though the ancient texts do it extremely well, and that's why they're still here, still appearing. And it in English. And I think part of it is, I heard this phrase, no self and no not self, something like that. That's what it feels like. That there's a in one of the koan, I don't, I it was a long time ago I read it, but I mentioned this the other day, but it's, I think it was the response, I am you, but you are not me. It's that kind of feeling for Sambhogakaya Sangha. So we have our independence, but we're also of the same source. And it's a little bit hard to, because I was talking about this at Hokoji, this is when Trump was acting up more than he is at this moment. But and people are like, oh, it was the ICE stuff, is what it was. What like, part of it too? It's also arising off of the primordial light, and it's deluded behavior, you could say. But even the more refined, seemingly in accordance with the way, is also can be deluded behavior. Because anything that's a construct is not quite it. No, I mean, what I was saying at the beginning of this, that whatever you find in here, in this environment, you take with you. So it, being in accordance with the way to me would be the experiential, well, let me back up. It would be the experience of awakening to your true nature, wherein, as Dogen says, body and mind drop off, or you just simply, the whole construct of who I am, what I'm doing, who you are, and why we're all here just completely disappears. And there's no, that's where there's no birth or death, no self or other. That's the realization. Still not it. Oh, yeah. Because if you've constructed like what the way is and you're following that, it's a construct and not in accordance with the way. The way is something intangible to our ordinary mind. That's why we sit to uncover it. It's here now in this space. This space is that primordial light, and all of us arise from it. But until you can see that without passing it through your brain and going, oh yeah, I think I understand what he's saying, it's not in accordance with the way. When you actually experience that, and are moving, then you're moving in accordance with the way. A little hard to describe, but the It's like the entirety of the universe disappears into blazing light. That's our true nature. That's what it is. Light. Primordial light. Everything else is an appearance of that light. And we have, how do you live in accordance with that? That's really the question that comes up, I find, fairly frequently. Like, what do we do? Whether you have an awakening experience or not, how do like the guy with the dog, worried about the dog. What do I do about the dog? Enough of these emptiness teachings. What do I do about the dog? It's running around down there. It's going to get hit by a car. So how do you stay in accordance with emptiness teachings and deal with the dog? But you can also, he could also, then the question came up about karma. Like, am I creating karma with my concern about dealing with this dog? Or is it karma that brought the dog in front of me that to deal with? All these kind of questions are rolling around. And you can certainly discuss that, but you have to back out of it at some point and just be in that boundless field of light, as Andy and I. I think exact to talk about. And it's well, and you have, this is kind of what I'm getting at. You have to decide as you move out of this, how do you what is in accordance with that? How are you going to I mean, you're gonna start lobbing hand grenades out in the middle of the road. Is that in accordance with the way? Maybe, depending why you're doing it. Trying to think of some silly, extreme example, but the all the behaviors that we aspire to and read about, how bodhisattvas act, come naturally out of waking up to this mind. And like I was saying, I think it was at tea, all of you have already woken up to it, or you wouldn't be here. So part of it goes to faith in that. Okay. Well, it isn't faith in the way that like there's a point where the faith ends, and because the realization is overcomes it, your own. But in the meantime, you can trust that other people have gone down this path and had success. Like for me, when I first started sitting, I showed up at Haiku Zendo, and the first time I turned, well, sitting down facing the wall, and I just went, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. It was like an instant relief for some reason. And after the sitting, I turned around and sort of expecting Koban, but it was Jerry Halpern giving the talk. Gave a great talk. And the next time I came, and it was Koban, and I looked at him and I went, ah, he's the representative of this. And that's a kind of both connection and faith. I could see the result of his practice, his time on the cushion, and his awakened mind was clear. Then I went on to live with him later in New Mexico, and I could also see the dysfunction of his mind too. Oh. But even with all of that, there was this peace that is in accord with the way. More of a Taoist term, but it's
No water. I went up the hill.
It also goes to recognizing those, the refracted light and those elements, and being able to relate to those elements. Like you're saying, take action without hesitation. And also, that all the capital R rights, right action, right livelihood, so on and so forth. And there's paramitas and the prohibitory precepts and things. They're all good reminders of staying, slogans in other traditions. Bring your mind back to equanimity and not being, for the benefit of all beings. And it's interesting all that comes out because, in the place of primordial light, that's the only name I have, really the best name for it. There are no sentient beings to save. And there's nothing arising and nothing dissipating. So there's no need to really do anything in that place. There's nothing to do, just to be. But when we come into this manifest realm, we have various elements at play, like impulses, consciousness, all the things that in the Heart Sutra it says disappear or start to appear, all the senses and cravings and wishes, and that's what has to be watched. That's where it can be easy to fall into deluded behavior. I think laughter and love go a long way to also to keeping you on the right path. Yeah, it isn't always peace, love, and light at all. David Chadwick.
But you look at
With what? Worms. Oh, forms.
Yes.
Worms.
I've heard of you. Fire. Armor.
Was thinking, oh yeah, that could be Coben, and then there was one phrase and it sounded like Logan. I don't know for sure, but I know Gate Gate Paragate is usually crossing over, completely crossed over. He translated it as falling apart, completely falling apart. So it ties in some of this interpretation. Where did you see it? Where did
Also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very much from the state of the absolute recognition of no, as I said a minute ago, no, there are no sentient beings to save in the absolute state of primordial light. And the same with Dharma's coming to an end. I mean, it's just not, that's little d Dharma's. For phenomenon. And the whole idea of saving sentient beings comes out of having them wake up. And the point is, I think, in both of these, that the awakening is already there. It's just ob there's obscurations for most of us, but we don't see it. Most every but present company excluded, I mean. Yeah. Who was I talking to outside of that? Well, a couple of us were talking outside, and it just before this, that like handling of money. Was he was terrible with money. I wish I could give me the money, you know. Yeah, how much do you need that for today? You know, because he would take somebody would give him a wealthy donor would give him money, and then poof, it would be gone. You know, he'd give it to somebody who needed some, he'd go buy a new car. It was just, you know, it was supposed to last 6 months and it would last a month. Part of it, I think, was his upbringing, if I may say. He was raised in a fairly wealthy family, upper middle class, you know, and they were well taken care of. Even now, I guess the Odogawa family in Soto Shu is well respected. His nephew is number two, in charge in northern Japan in Soto Shu. Very busy. Wonderful guy. His relationships were messy. I don't know what happened with him and Harriet, but you know, he, I don't know, just by my standards, it was messy. Having, I don't know, you know, I was there, but I still couldn't believe it. Like, he was living with Stephanie for years, some 5 or 6 years, and they would travel different places, but basically the base was in Taos and in the house we were living in, so I saw it all. And he went, it was obvious he wanted to break it off, but he couldn't get rid of her. You know, she wouldn't leave or get the message or something. And so he came back from Europe one time with Katrine and moved her into the house. So he had the both of them in the house. It's like, ah. And Barbara and I are going, well, Stephanie's asking me, do you think, is he, you know, and we're like, yeah, I think so. You know, like, ah, this is terrible. Not so, not clean. Anyway, like that. Yeah, read that. We were together for a while. in the context of the Zendo and the temple, and he was brilliant. For all the reasons we've said. All I can think of. Well, that's one of the traps that can happen is what you just were postulating that it big mind says it doesn't matter. But then people can act inappropriately, only extremely skilled practitioners can manipulate that.
Where's that? Yes, I was off. Find you. Where are you? Other words, oh my. It often doesn't. I'm an art major. I'm not.
Well, I don't experience that sense of fear, so I don't. I'm not
But
quite
I
following.
well, it should make people be wrong. Hi. Not to put it in print. Isn't. It's still so boring. Out the goal.
Russell, I'm not following you. I mean, we're off on a, it feels like a tangent. A thread that Yeah, it's a bypass. Yeah. So I was trying to come around to what fully abiding in the way, not conceptualizing what it is. Huh? No. I'm saying it's, I've talked a lot for the past several days and I'm talked out. It's late. No. I think it's a good place to stop.
Yeah. word.
I'm exhausted right now, so. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.